Our AccuWeather forecast says a mixture of sun and clouds, humid, a chance for afternoon thunderstorms, high today near 86. The death of a man whose decomposing body was found in his Kenosha home at 4th Avenue and 59th Place Tuesday, being treated as suspicious for the time being after a construction crew reported a foul odor that was traced to a small one-story house on the corner. Susan Rondo, a neighbor who said the police told her the victim was in fact the homeowner, who was her landlord, and who had been shot multiple times.
He minded his own business. I paid my rent on time. If something was not, you know, working right, he fixed it right away, you know. I just set up internet in the house. He got internet for all three houses, you know, so like we got a cheaper deal. And so I just did that like a couple, that was at the end of June. Very mysterious. Very. Like I said, I have no idea what he did for a living. Because whenever I'd ask him, he wouldn't really answer. I just thought maybe he was independently wealthy.
Rondo, with lots of good things to say, though, about the man whom she knew as Michael for at least the last year and a half. Police saying very little, though, about the case, including the man's identity. A Kenosha woman, 39-year-old Jennifer Hernandez, accused of running into a home and stabbing a 12-year-old girl in the back, has been found not competent to stand trial. According to police, Hernandez made comments about people in that home on 88th Avenue having raped a boy and going inside to stab them. Judge Chad Kirkman finding her not competent, but saying a doctor's report indicated she might be at some point in the future. A hearing on her status is scheduled for October. She's otherwise been committed to a state mental health facility. Racine's Public Safety and Licensing Committee, with nowhere near as much discussion as the last time, recommended approval of a change in the start of parking enforcement downtown from the current 2 a.m. to 3 a.m. The Racine Tavern League brought it up as a way to help employees not get tickets when they have to stay and close up bars at 2 in the morning. The enforcement only goes between State Street to 7th and from Main Street to Grand Avenue. Racine's Public Works and Services Committee supporting a proposed contract for $738,000 with Johnson Controls to upgrade city-owned lighting for the purpose of energy efficiency, projected savings of $1.1 million over the 20-year life of the deal. The company, Steve Schoner, who is the one-time Racine Raiders place kicker, by the way, says the lights are produced locally. They've got a 20-year lifespan and a 10-year warranty.
We anticipate we'll start the installation probably the second to third week of August. So the minute we start changing lights out, you start saving money. And we anticipate it's our goal to have this done by October 15th.
24% of the savings to benefit Public Works, the other 76% for the Parks Department. The Common Council has the final say on that contract proposal. More Racine Unified students improving their reading and math skills based on the latest test results compared to the national average. Speaking to the Board of Education this week, Chief Academic Officer Rosalie Dacca said that the review of K-8 numbers shows a 5% increase over the past 3 years in reading.
And in the spring of 14, we had 38.5% of our students at or above the national average in reading on the MAP test. In 2015, last spring, we were able to increase that to 40.8%. And this year, we're pleased to say that we have increased to 43.8%. So we are making gains in the right direction with our reading trends.
Dacca adding that the same test results in math showing a 3% increase over the last 3 years.
2014, we had 36.2% of our students at or above national average. The next year, last spring of 2015, we've raised that to 38.7%. And this year, spring showed us at a 39.3%. So we are continuing to move in the right direction.
The numbers to factor into a new five-year plan for the district from Superintendent Lolly Oz to be called Raising Racine 2022, an update to her original proposal from 3 years ago. Meijer has announced the recall of its markets of Meijer salads and sandwiches that were sold in stores, including two in Kenosha, between July 20th and the 25th. Cooked egg ingredients from a company supplier tested positive for salmonella. No illnesses, though, have been reported. Customers can return the products to any Meijer store for a full refund. For more information, contact Meijer at 800-543-3704. A Racine police officer with a concussion while taking a shoplifting suspect into custody at the Shopko store. 18-year-old Dominic Cooper in court on charges of misdemeanor retail theft, but felony counts of resisting and battery to a law enforcement officer. The officer able to hold on to Cooper when confronted about the shoplifting incident. Several items taken allegedly found inside a stroller where the man and several women had been reportedly stashing items from that store. Social media firestorm because of it. Kenosha County Sheriff David Beth and a member of the country music band Florida Georgia Line talked it out. Say it was really more of a misunderstanding, a request by somebody with that group requesting that deputies not be backstage during performances at Country Thunder, which wrapped up 4 days on Sunday. Band put out a statement responding to the social media explosion and all the negative comments they got, which says the request was simply about the best use of resources since they have their own security.
I'm going to do a little bit more research and see exactly what person made that request of Country Thunder Management and our department and see if we can't narrow this down. I'm hoping it's just a big misunderstanding and we're going to work on trying to square it away.
That's Sheriff Beth, who says the request was flat out denied, indicating he and a member of the band did talk it out and that he was given assurances they do respect law enforcement. Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers confirming what his brother Jordan's been talking about on ABC's The Bachelorette, the two don't talk. Number 12 asked at training camp about his brother being one of the two finalists on that reality show. He said he hasn't even seen any of the episodes and it hasn't affected him in any way. Jordan Rodgers describing the relationship with his famous brother as complicated. A-Rod says it's inappropriate to talk publicly about what he calls some family matters. The Second District Court of Appeals issuing a pair of rulings in the high-profile Slender Man case, saying both girls accused of trying to kill their classmate in an effort to please the fictional character should be tried as adults. The rulings affirm a lower court's determination that adult court is the proper venue. The girls, who could still appeal to the Wisconsin Supreme Court, were 12 years old back in 2014 when investigators say they lured the 12-year-old victim into a park and stabbed her 19 times. Adult court convictions could send each defendant to prison for up to 45 years. As juveniles, it's incarceration for up to 3, then supervised release until they turn 18. Based on comments made at the Kenosha School Board meeting last night, relations couldn't be better between all 7 of the board members and Superintendent Sue Savaglio Jarvis. The board voting unanimously to extend her contract by another 2 years, even a third term put in as an option. Then each glowingly praised the superintendent's leadership abilities, her work ethic, relations with students, staff, and parents, even board members. This is Board President Tamara Coleman.
I have been on this board for 4.5 years. And I've sat under 3 superintendents while on this board. And I am honored to serve alongside Dr. Sue Savaglio Jarvis. She is honest. She is fair. She communicates effectively with this board, and she works extremely hard.
Coleman jokingly added that the board had 2 more directives for Savaglio Jarvis, take some vacation time and stop sending emails in the middle of the night. Her salary will remain at $195,000 a year. Money never an issue, according to Coleman in the closed-door discussions. University of Wisconsin School of Medicine and Public Health researcher Shannon Andrews is suing the school, the state, and her insurance company. She's seeking reimbursement for the $21,000 she says it cost to have her gender reassignment surgery after her insurance company denied coverage of the procedure. The ACLU of Wisconsin filing that complaint with the U.S. Equal Employment Opportunity Commission. GOP vice presidential nominee Mike Pence going to be campaigning later today in Waukesha. The Indiana governor attending a 7 p.m. rally at the Exposition Center with the doors opening just after 5. Pence to be joined by Governor Scott Walker, but is making what are expected to be one of the many campaign appearances without Donald Trump. And Brett Favre's wife Deanna is going to be introducing him at the NFL Hall of Fame induction ceremony in Canton, Ohio on Saturday, August the 6th. The only agenda for the Racine City Plan Commission meeting this afternoon at City Hall at 4:30 is from representatives of Bob's Discount Furniture. They're seeking minor facade changes and exceptions to the signage rules at Regency Mall for space that has been occupied for the past few years by H.H. Gregg. Now, there's been nothing official yet from either the mall or H.H. Gregg about the change. H.H. Gregg went round and round with the Plan Commission about having its brand on the outside of the building with the sign, for which there is also, by the way, no entrance from the store into the mall itself. A compromise was eventually worked out. Bob's Discount Furniture said to be proposing an entrance to the mall. Company's website says it has stores mainly out east, but also in Illinois. Sturtevant's Village Board, after a brief closed session last night with their Community Development Authority, voted to purchase 2 parcels in the Renaissance Business Park near the Amtrak station. Both parcels undeveloped at this point, the village wanting to be able to control any development there. That according to Racine County Economic Development Corporation Director Jenny Trick. Summers Village board members, they approve an intergovernmental agreement with the city of Kenosha to finally start reconstruction of 27th Street. That agreement calls for each municipality to equally share in the project cost, as well as the last-minute addition of resurfacing 28th Street. The Kenosha News says the total cost is $295,000. The Kenosha City Council still has to vote on that deal. State Senator Van Wongard, who represents, of course, both parts of Racine and Kenosha counties, going to be at the Racine County Fair this afternoon from 3 until 5 p.m., and then again Saturday from 10 a.m. until noon. Constituents welcome to come talk with him about many issues of concern. His tent, located just inside Gate 5 at the fairgrounds in Union Grove. Senator Wongard will also be doing some additional time at the fair. He'll be selling cream puffs Friday from noon until 3 p.m., and then on Saturday, he's scheduled to judge the soup contest and work the roasted corn site. Wongard to have a similar schedule for the Kenosha County Fair next month. And UW Parkside is hosting a U.S. Junior Nationals basketball tournament today through Friday, one of the longest-running organizations in girls basketball tournaments around the country since back in the 80s. More information about tickets and game times on the Parkside Athletic website, parksiderangers.com. Racine County's new graphic information system, which is integrated into other parts of county government, got an award recently during the EFIS conference in San Diego. Public Works and Development Services Director Julie Anderson telling the county board this was a big deal. It even warranted her going out to attend the week-long event. The system is where it is today, she said, because of the efforts of several people locally, singling out Kim Chrisman and Register of Deeds Tyson Fettis for going the extra mile and working with the county's vendor. She said it is special to be the only municipality in the state recognized by this international organization, but there's a lot more to come with GIS in Racine County.
It was a great learning experience. We came back with lots of ideas on ways to spend even more GIS money. There was a lot of networking that went on. In fact, a meeting today about some other things that we're going to be doing with some additional mapping in the future, pending some grants. We're very proud of this award, but more so proud of the staff input and the hard work that went into making this all happen.
When asked if the system is secure, Register of Deeds Fettis noted it's all public record material, but he said, quote, "I feel comfortable. Our information is buttoned up." Parkside is one of three University of Wisconsin campuses aggressively now turning attention to Illinois in an effort to bring more students and tuition revenue over the border. Working in their favor of late, the fact that tuition for Illinois students to attend a UW campus pretty close to or even less than what they would pay at state schools there. And Illinois, of course, still in the midst of a state budget crisis, lawmakers failing to approve an annual budget beyond just a stopgap measure that only partially funds higher education. The recent deaths of four children in hot cars has brought the number of fatalities nationwide this year to at least 23. Mark Chase says the number nearly matches last year's total, and experts are pleading for vigilance and warning parents it can happen to anybody.
Experts say there's an average of 37 such deaths each year, and that last year, with an estimate of about two dozen deaths, was actually an unusually low year. The worst year was 2010 with 49. Texas has recorded 111 hot car deaths since 1990, followed by Florida with 80 and California at 54. Jeanette Fennell of the child safety organization KidsAndCars.org says technology, in addition to education and awareness, is needed to lower hot car deaths. I'm Mark Chase.
Our AccuWeather forecast is coming up. I'm Tom Cargo, WRJN News.